Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Do you want to grow your brand on social media? Do you want the likes, the comments, the shares that eventually lead to sales in your business? Well, that's what I'm going to talk to you about on today's podcast episode. This is episode number 101 of the Power Unit Success Cast, and I am your host, Chasten J. Miles. And on this episode, I want to talk to you about how to scale your brand on TikTok. Why TikTok? Well, we'll get into all of that here in the episode, but I know I have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners, a lot of real estate, mortgage, insurance agents that listen to this podcast, and as many of you may know, I've built my brand on several social media platforms, the latest one being TikTok, and I found out some things about TikTok that I'm sure you're gonna wanna hear. So I hope you're ready for this one. It's by request. A lot of people have been reaching out to me about this episode, and so I'm really excited to bring it to you. Welcome to the Power Unit Success Cast. So let's talk about TikTok right quick, how the TikTok algorithm works. And this goes for TikTok. It also goes for Instagram, and it's going for Facebook, right? What is the common thing with all of these networks right now? They're all focused on short videos, shorts. They just call them different names. So obviously we have TikToks. We know that a TikTok is a short video. Then we have Reels. So Instagram and Facebook, they have Reels. YouTube has shorts. They call it YouTube Shorts. It's all the same thing. Okay, it's all the same thing, which is why they're great to be cross-marketed, cross platforms, right? So how do they measure you? How do they gauge you, right? The one thing to understand about every social media network, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, their main goal is to keep the user on that platform, okay? They want people to be on TikTok as long as possible. They want people to be on Facebook as long as possible. That is their goal, okay? YouTube, same goal. They want you to be on YouTube as long as possible. They don't necessarily care about what you're saying, except when you're saying stuff that violates their terms and stuff, then they won't act like they care. But they don't care about what you're saying, what you look like, nothing like that. They care about if people are watching your stuff and that they're staying on the platform. Okay, this is very important for you to understand because I promise you, this is going to change the way that you make content. Okay? When it comes to short videos, you are graded, judged, measured by the second. Okay, this is very important. Write this down. You are graded and measured by the second. So think of a scale, right? You're going up a ladder. Now let's use a ladder as an example. You're going up a ladder, right? And you're trying to reach the top. But every step that you take up that ladder, you got to do something. You got to pass a stage. You got to pass a score before you can take the next step, right? Until you finally reach the top. Your goal is to get to the top. Okay. Now this ladder, for purposes of this example, this ladder is one of your TikTok videos. And how TikTok is grading if you can move to the next step is by how long someone watches your video. Okay? So, they watch it for 2 seconds, because remember I said they measure you in seconds. They watch it for 2 seconds. Okay, great, Chasen, you can take another step. They watched it for 7 seconds. Okay, great, you can take another step. They watched it for 15 seconds. Great, Chasen, you're on a roll. You can take another step. and then they switched off of it. Okay, Chasen, nope, that's the end. You didn't make it to the top. Okay, what's the top? The top is watching your complete video. That's the top. But when you don't make it to the top, what happens? You got to start all over. You're back down to the bottom. Your run has chilled out for this time. Okay, so your goal has to be creating videos that people want to watch all the way through. Okay, because they're measuring you. Okay, they want people to watch 100%. They'll give you a little slack. I mean, they'll be easy on you if they watch 90%. But if people are watching 10%, 5%, 20% of your video, they're not going to promote it. They're not going to push it out. Okay, you're going to get low views. How do they know this? How do they know if people will watch it or not? Some people may think, they didn't even give me a chance. No, they're giving you a chance, especially TikTok, right? TikTok is that platform that works really hard to show your content to people who have never seen you before. Okay? A lot of people's videos show up on the For You page, which is like Instagram's Explore page, Facebook's feed. A lot of videos show up on the For You page, because TikTok is testing to see if people want to watch this video. They're also testing to see who is the audience for this. Because remember, what is their goal? Their goal is to keep people on the platform. Their goal is to keep people watching. We want people to watch more and more videos. How do they do that? They do that because you get on TikTok and they're showing you videos that you're most interested in, right? They have a lot of information on you. You open up the app and they say, oh, Chasen's going to like this, and then he's going to like this, and he's going to like this. And next thing I know, I've been on there for an hour, and I'm like, what in the heck? Just watching all these videos that just show one after the other, and I'm like, yeah, I like that one, I like that one, I like that one, right? Because they know me based on what I've switched off of, what I've stopped watching, versus what I've watched fully, what I may have watched two times, what I may have sent to somebody else, shared, things like that. They're collecting all of that. So when you release a piece of content, they're going to give you a fair shot. They're going to start off small. So you release a video right now, they're going to show it to a few people. Did those people watch it? Yeah, they did. Okay, let's show them to some more people. Did those people watch it? Yeah, they watched it. They watched all of it. Okay, now we're going to keep showing it to people. And they keep expanding how many people that they're going to show it to until they get to that point where they're like, okay, we just showed it to 1 million people, but only a small percentage watched it. Okay, so that small percentage are the people who we'll show this to. We won't show it to anybody else. But on the flip side, let's say that you release that video and you notice you got 5 views, and then you get maybe 10, 15, 20. Then you go back the next day and you only have 30 on there, and you're like, what? It's been a whole day. Why don't I have more videos? It's because they were testing and they were showing it, but at some point you started failing. Okay, people weren't interested. Maybe the people who did watch it were the people who just like you, or they're your friends that you went and told on Facebook to go watch my TikTok video. You know, they don't know. They had a hard time finding the audience for it. So, didn't get much traction. So, let me give you some tips on how you can get more traction in your videos. Okay, these are some actionable steps that you can do in your videos. Now, remember, I told you, TikTok and all these short videos, they measure you by the second. Okay? They measure you by the second. Not based on what you're talking about. Not based on how you look. Literally, how long people are watching it. So, how do you get people watching it longer? Well, one, it has to start with an attention grabber. And we call this the hook. It's the hook. This is the first thing in your video. You need something to hook people to even give the video a shot. Okay? A hook can sound something like, hey, do you want to know how to grow on TikTok? That's a hook. Hey, do you want to buy a house next year? That's a hook. Hey, do you want to grow your business credit? That's a hook. Or, why isn't nobody talking about how you can get free money? That's a hook. It's something in those first 3 seconds that captures people's attention and is going to keep their attention. So for those of you who may be doing these videos where it's taking you 5 seconds to even start talking, or you're trying to show your background before you show yourself, people are going to leave. They're not going to watch it. Remember, the people who are watching these videos, they're used to watching 15, 7, 20-second videos. They're not trying to wait 5 seconds for you to come on. Okay? So, that hook is very important to get people in. Okay? So, you did that hook. That hook that you said maybe lasted 3 seconds. Great job. You got people in for 3 seconds now. Now what's important? It's important for you to hop right in. Okay? Hop right in. Here's the thing. This does not need to be a long video. It doesn't need to be long form. Don't do a YouTube style where you got the hook, then the introduction, then why I'm important, then my intro is rolling, then all, no. You got seconds. Okay? And people, they don't want to watch a long video on TikTok. If they wanted to do that, they'd go on YouTube. Right? So, you got to get right into it. You do that hook, bam. Now, what's that first piece of information? Give them that information. Remember, you're not teaching a course. You're not teaching a class in this one video. You're giving them the information. So, if my hook is, hey, do you want to build business credit? Here's 3 ways to do it. Bam, bam, bam. These are my 3 ways. Okay, and I'm getting right to it. And then what am I doing? I'm going to leave them with a call to action. A call to action. Crazy thing is, you got to do this. What is my call to action? Well, it changes depending on what I'm trying to do. But if I'm trying to build my audience on that, my call to action is going to be follow for more. Follow for more. Okay? So I start that video with the hook. I end it with the call to action. Follow for more. In between that, I am banging out what I said. So, let's say that everything, let's see, my hook was 3 seconds. My call to action was 1.5 seconds. Okay? Then I maybe spent 10 seconds talking about the information, right? I hit those 3 points. Spent 10 seconds doing it. Now, what do I have? I got a 14, 15 second video. The likelihood of someone watching that video from start to finish is very high. Why? I captured their attention, I gave them the valuable information, and then I had a very quick call to action. So, since this video is only 15 seconds, these people, they have 15 seconds to spare to watch it to get this information, right? So they watch the whole thing. Think about what that tells TikTok. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, people are watching this video. Let's show it to more people. Let's show it to more people. People are watching this. It's keeping them on the platform for the whole video. Oh my gosh, and they're following this person. They're following. They're watching this person's video and they're following. So let's start showing people more of his videos because we see people are following. Oh my gosh, now they're looking at his profile and they're watching multiple of his videos. So let's start pushing more of his videos out. That's how it happens. That's what's happening behind the scenes, right? You think it's just about putting out a video, putting out content, but no, you really, like I said earlier, we're thinking about this as a business. You're thinking business minded on this, okay? What is my hook going to be? What am I going to talk about? And then what is my call to action? What do I want people to do? You put your phone number on there, nobody's going to call you, okay? When it comes to these call to actions, try to use internal call to actions. So call to actions that are already there. People, they don't have to go get a sheet of paper to write down your email address or your phone number. So follow, like, share, save. Now TikTok has a bookmark save function. right? Use call to actions that are native to the platform. Now, last thing I'm going to talk about is how do you know what to talk about? Hey, Chasen, I'm just getting started. What do I talk about? I don't know what to make a video on. Well, I'm glad you asked, okay? Because the information's already out there. The information's already out there, okay? Here's the biggest piece of advice for a new creator. And you've probably heard this a million times before when it comes to business. Don't reinvent the wheel, okay? Don't reinvent the wheel. It's the biggest advice that I can give to new creators. What do I mean by don't reinvent the wheel? Okay? Whatever niche you're in, whatever niche your business is in, however you help people, whatever you do, there is more than likely, I could put some money on it, somebody out there already talking about it. Okay? There is more than likely somebody out there talking about it. And here's the beautiful thing. Remember I said earlier, you're your own person. You have an audience. People are going to be attracted to you. So it doesn't matter if somebody's talking about it or not, right? You're going to have your own information on it, your own way of saying it. People are going to relate to you more. Heck, they may just like the color. You know, I hate to say this, but they may just like the color of your skin more, right? You never know what's going to attract people. However, you can use that to your advantage. Okay? There's no need to reinvent the wheel when deciding what to talk about as a new creator. So figure out what your niche is. You know, who do you serve? What's your subject? What's your niche? And go on the platform and you search that niche. Okay? So if you're a real estate agent, you open up TikTok, search real estate agent. Then you're going to see on the app, there's a little icon in the top corner. It looks like some lines with circles in them. That's the filter button. You're going to click on that filter button. And you're going to filter the video to, I mean, you're going to do the filter to most liked within the last 3 months. Okay? So you're going to search your niche, click on the filter button, choose most liked for the last 3 months. What that's going to do is that's going to show you the popular videos for the last 3 months that people most like that are in your niche. And watch those videos. Look at them. See what they're talking about. Okay? I can guarantee you a lot of them are going to be talking about the same thing. But what does that do? That tells you there are people out there that are already interested in hearing about this, that like this subject, like this topic, like this video. You watch those videos. You see what they're saying in them. You see the style of the videos. You read the descriptions. See the hashtags. What music are they using? You're going to see that a lot of this stuff is the same. But what does that mean for you as a new creator or as someone trying to build your brand? That means you're going to go out there and you're going to do that same video. Put your little spin on it. Use your language in your scenery with the information that you have, but that same video. Why? There's already a market for it. There's already eyes on it. There's already an audience that wants that information. There's no need for you to go and try to reinvent something or you know, spend all this time coming up with different subjects and hashtags and descriptions and all that when there's already evidence right there. Okay? So you're going to do that. You're going to do that consistently. Right? For your first 10, 15, 20,000 followers before you start getting into what you want to talk about or how you want to do things, right? Remember, this is a business. We're thinking of this as a business. And hey, what do I need for my business? I need brand awareness. I need opportunities. I need clout. I need people tapped into my niche. Right? So how do you do that? You meet them where they're at. A lot of people get on these platforms and they're trying to change the whole world, right? That makes it so much harder for you to get discovered because there's audiences out there for your niche. You just have to meet them where they're at. Okay? So use those tips over this next week. Search your niche. Search what's popular in it. See what those videos are. And start making those same videos. Use those same similar hashtags, titles, music, things like that, and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Remember, the algorithm, TikTok is gonna know, okay, he named this video business credit. Well, we know that we just had a business credit video go viral, so it probably fits this audience here. So we're gonna go ahead and show it to them. Oh wow, they liked it. They like him. Okay? Now they're getting that intel about you, and that's what you want. Okay, but you got to do this, and you got to do it often. Okay, so just to recap things that we talked about, figure out your why. Why are you doing this? What's it for? What's the purpose? Find your voice, not mine, not anybody else's. No, none of that. Not anybody else's voice. As you are making videos and as you are starting to get on these platforms, right, understand how they work behind the scenes. Those algorithms, what they're measuring you on, what they look for, really understanding that. Then get to making the content after you've done some research on what's working and what's growing in your niche. That way, you don't have to come up with original content and you don't have to have the algorithm finding an audience for you. They already know who to show the stuff to, and you can grow a lot quicker. Okay? Now, for those of you who are, and I'm going to open it up here for questions in just a second. So while I'm doing this, while I'm saying this, drop your questions in the chat box. So I said on yesterday's live stream with Damon, we have a full schedule for this week. We got Solomon coming on tomorrow, going to be talking about personal credit, how to fix your credit, all that good stuff. We got Freedom Sunday, giving you those Airbnb plays, all of that. And look, all of this is free here in the group, right? All this is free here in the group. For those of you who are ready to level up and have that more active approach, get access to our courses, get that accountability, events, things like that, I definitely encourage you to check out becoming a Power Unit member. Our community, this is just one of our Facebook groups, to be honest with you. This is just one of our Facebook groups. And this is a lot of the free content that we put out for you all to help. But just to give you a taste of, you know, hey, this is just a snippet of what really goes on in Power Unit. We have weekly Zoom calls, weekly private Zoom calls. You get access to like 7 courses, accountability, things like that. That all happens inside of Power Unit with a membership. Okay, so if you're ready to level up, unlock our resources, get that more hand-holding step-by-step, be part of our actual community, definitely visit powerunitcoaching.com. Okay, you can see our different levels that we have there. And, you know, we'd love to have you, especially if you are trying to grow. The market's changing. You know, there's some plays that we're running right now that members are getting that you're gonna want to have as these markets change. So again, powerunitcoaching.com.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation. You pitch and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI, Real Estate on Air.